Right, we got our guest Anthony Rubery in the studio, who I didn't realise is now in the big studio for the first time. So welcome to the big boy studio.
I feel like I've made it.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the high point of my career.
Yeah, so far. Well, there's no other studio to go to after this one, not in this radio station anyway, so yeah. Now, we're going to go back to the beginning of your story, because there'll be people listening to this show that won't listen to mine and therefore don't know much about you, although they will probably be familiar with the name because of the unsigned chart stuff and the fact that we did play Intoxicated on every show on this station loads of times. I've got you back for a particular reason, because you've since recorded and released another track, which you'll come on to in a bit. So let's start at the beginning. You are Anthony Rubery.
I am.
You are studying Anglian Ruskin.
This is true.
This is your second year.
It is.
And
what are you studying?
Pop music.
Oh, okay. You can study that. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a bit.
Yeah, you can study anything these days.
I was going to say.
Yeah, you can get a degree in anything. And you first got in touch with me, I don't know, how long ago was it?
Probably February.
9 months ago? Oh, maybe not even that long ago. Was it February? Was it?
It was definitely this year.
Was it?
I didn't have anything to send you before
okay.
this year.
Okay. So. All right. You were just about to release your EP, which is called Rough Sketch, which I think came out on the week that we released the interview that you recorded with me.
Yes, it came out the same day.
Oh, same day. Mm. Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday's a good day to release a song. And the lead track from it was Intoxicated.
Yes.
Which you put into the unsigned chart. And it did very well.
Yeah, it didn't do too badly.
No. You broke records and you spent 15 weeks at number one in total, which was a run of 8 and a run of 7, I think. And the 8 broke the record of the most consecutive weeks. Is that right?
I think it was 6 and 9.
Oh, was it 6 and... Oh, yeah.
Something
six
like that.
Nine. Well, you would know more than me. Anyway, you broke 2 records in the unsigned chart. And then, no, you, I know you were. and then you joined the 20-week Hall of Fame. And, yeah... And all of that in the space of less than 9 months, 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months, really.
Mm. So when you came, what was it that brought you to Cambridge in the first place, other than obviously studying at uni? Why did you want to come to Anglia Ruskin, and why was it Anglia Ruskin over anywhere else?
I'll give the honest answer. I wasn't very studious in my A-levels.
Right.
And Anglia Ruskin gave me an unconditional offer. So it was either work hard to go somewhere else or go to Anglia Ruskin. And my sister went to Cambridge, so I've been here a few times before, and I thought, yeah, we'll just do that.
Your sister went to Cambridge uni?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that I'm...
not comparing the two.
No.
What did she do out of interest?
She's a teacher now. She did philosophy on...
Psychology, something... A lot of...
I think it was a philosophy. I think it was philosophy. Okay. She's going to kill me. I'm sure it was philosophy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's more the studious one, and you were more the creative one.
Yeah, we'll and go
what's the word when you, oh, I can't think of what it is now. And you don't do like exams and stuff, but you do like vocational. That's it. You're
one.
More vocational.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Good. So you've been to Cambridge. You don't originally live a million miles from here. Whereabouts in London are you?
The East London Essex borderline.
Okay.
Right on the.
Where do you prefer to be from, Essex or London?
It depends who I'm talking to.
Okay. All right. And where you filmed the video for Grateful, was that around where you live, where
that
you grew
was,
up?
Yeah, we had... Yeah. I was saying outside, we had a 2-hour window to film it all, really, and then 2 hours the next day to edit it.
Yeah.
So we were limited to how far we could go. So it was the park next to my house, the bus stop opposite my house, and the train station about 2 minutes down the road.
Brilliant.
It works well, though.
Yeah.
We'll talk a bit about the video in a bit. But, yes, okay, so you came to Cambridge and you started studying in September last year.
Yes.
Had you been working on Rough Sketch before you came to Cambridge?
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of it started probably January last year. I had most of the songs written. Yeah. Those were kind of like the first 5 songs I started gigging with, and I decided I wanted to put them out on an EP. Started recording it myself. That didn't go well. Started recording it with someone else. Ran out of money, and then a friend stepped in and recorded it for me for free. Shout out to Tacker. And yeah, that's it really. And that was about August, because he was doing it for free, kind of had to put his paid stuff first, so we got the final mix in about start of January, and we just ran with it.
And you're proud of it as a body of work?
Definitely. There's things I would change, but for a first EP, I mean, I'm happy with it.
Yeah. So, what got you into performing and being a singer and a songwriter in the first place? Who are your inspirations?
It's a weird one, to be honest, because I started as a drummer. My first instrument was drums. And I kind of gave up with grades quite early on with drums just because it kind of took the fun out of it. So my drum lessons would be spent with my drum teacher on Spotify searching for random words and then playing along to the song that would be the random word. And we did it alphabetically. We went through a couple of times and then we got back to B again. And I said biscuit because I thought that's quite a large topic to write about. And then there wasn't a song called Biscuit. And at this stage, I was kind of teaching myself guitar. And so I said to my drum teacher, I'm going to go and write a song called Biscuit and I'll bring it back in a couple of weeks. So I did. And I put it on YouTube. It was a really badly made video on Paint where they were all pictures that faded into each other. But it was inspirational stuff.
It's still on YouTube.
It isn't, but I've got the CD. I've got the master file. People liked it. So I thought I could give this a go. So I kept learning guitar. Yeah. Started writing some lyrics, and most of them were awful, but you know, you get there.
Exactly.
It was kind of at that point I was starting to bump into the likes of Ed Sheeran and Katie Tunstall and that whole Luke Pedal folky poppy kind of thing it attracted me.
Okay, your style of music, as you say, from Rough Sketch is very much that style, and then the track that you've subsequently recorded is very different.
Yes.
Is that an area of music that you particularly enjoy? Is that a route that you want to go down in? And when I say different, we haven't played the track yet, we'll play it in a bit. It's more urban, rappy.
Yes. The thing with the EP is when I was writing those songs, like those songs were written a year or two before the EP came out, and so that was when I was really heavily into that kind of genre. Mm-hmm. And I just realised that if I was, the songs I was writing were just rip-offs of that kind of those kind of artists. So okay. I was influenced by other genres, hip-hop and rap a lot, and grime. And so, obviously I'm still listening to the stuff that I started listening to, but now I'm kind of influenced by different things as well. It's, you write what you're influenced by. And I don't want to veer too far from the EP because I've already released the EP, and so I've got followers from the EP.
Yeah, you've sort of hit on a formula that people like.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you obviously are an artist that's you're developing your style and your sound.
I'm looking forward to releasing more stuff beyond this because it's kind of a mixture of the two. Hip-hoppy and urban in style, but with elements of the EP on it as well. I'm looking forward to it.
The main reason I invited you, I said to this story to Liz earlier, is that so I got to know you fairly well through the Unsigned Chart, and you put out this track. Was it last Wednesday?
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah. And I was out at work and I got home late and I watched found a video on Facebook and watched it and came across my Twitter name in there and was like, wow. I mean, I've never been taken back by someone's music like that. And I had to text you straight away and I thought, you know, will he be asleep? Should I not bother? And I thought, no, he's a student, he'll be awake. and you were, and you replied. So I just genuinely was taken back by the track. And I knew that you'd written what it was about. It's called Grateful. It's not just about me, but it's about the support that everyone's shown you over the last few months, that you've been through a difficult time, etc. And I just wanted to come in and talk a bit about that and as a follow-up to the interview that we did a few months ago. So I don't want to go into too much detail on it because obviously it's personal and stuff like that, but When I did the unsigned, when I do the unsigned chart, and I said to you this to you in a text that I sit in this studio, and there might not be anybody listening outside of these four walls. I just sit here and talk into a microphone, and who knows? And it's very easy to forget that the unsigned chart does have a positive impact on certain people's music. And their progress in terms of the local scene. And, you know, the people that have done the Unsigned Chart Hall of Fame, all of those will probably cite getting in the Unsigned Chart as a key. Sure. In terms of giving them a leg up in the local scene. But it's only really when people tell you about their experiences of being in it, like you did, that you start to appreciate that. And to me, it's just a radio feature. Mm. And people vote. And you know, for some people, it's a pain in the backside. I know it was for you as well. But you know, it does have positive effects as well. Mm. So you were doing really well. Did you say to me you didn't really push it in terms of getting people to vote for you?
When I first started, I was like, I could see myself easily getting way too sucked into this. So I'm gonna put the tweet out or the Facebook post out.
You weren't gonna get so competitive.
Yeah, and share it with some friends and get a few people to vote, and then. It became addictive. It's like Candy Crush.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, go on, give it another week. Next week I won't push it as much. And it kind of just went on, and then.
But it started to do well, and it started to get lots of votes, and to the extent where it probably surprised you because you weren't pushing it as much as maybe you could have been, yet you were still doing really well.
Yeah, and that was. I was going through a bit of a tough phase. I didn't settle too well into uni. And it was quite a tough time. And having that little bit of...
A boost.
Yeah, every Wednesday. Yeah. I was saying to Tony when I was in, it kind of just keeps you going. And then you get family calling you saying, well done. And it keeps you going, like I said. And then when... after 6 weeks when we were going to equal the record and fell short, it was just like, I don't know, it just hit me so hard. I wasn't expecting it because I didn't know I was that deep into it. I remember we were going out that night and we were listening to it during pre-drinks, and I just got so hammered from after hearing that. I was like, give me everything. And I didn't even make it out.
Really?
Yeah. We don't talk about that night.
Okay. So was that when you realised that you were invested in it at that point, and you did care about it more than maybe you
exactly.
thought you did?
Yeah, and like I said, it was kind of the nail in the coffin of a bad time. Hmm. And so for a few weeks I was kind of just sat back, like, just in a really low point, and then I kind of picked myself up a bit and I said, like, what was it that kept me going? I was like, well, I was doing all right during the charts, why don't I just do that again? And then I kind of came back and pushed it a bit more than I did the first time round because I wanted it this time.
It's amazing, isn't it, what support can do to your confidence, and once you get a little bit of confidence, that's all you kind of need.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember being a similar age and not, you know, not thinking you can do it or not feeling great about yourself, and then suddenly something happens and that's all you need, and then you fly, you know, you're off.
Definitely.
But it is tough, it is tough.
Mm. So you found transitioning from living at home, coming to living in Cambridge and the whole uni life, that was tough for you to begin with, yeah?
Yeah, I mean... I didn't really give freshers much of a chance because the London party scene is kind of in its whole new world. Mm. So coming to Cambridge, I was like, "Oh, this is rubbish. I'm not gonna bother." And I probably should have given it a chance because that's where you make friends.
Mm.
And so for the first few months, like, I was being a bit stubborn about it. I suppose I was like, "Nah, I don't want this. I'll be home soon." And kind of isolated myself, and yeah.
So, at what point did it start to change then? Because you've now made friends. You're now living with some guys from Grassroots. Is that right? So obviously, you know, you've started to make friends and with other people from uni and other musicians and things. What point did you start to make friends with people and it get a bit easier?
I mean, I had friends on the course.
Yeah.
But it was...
So you weren't putting yourself out there to go out and socialise?
I was always like... Because my mates from home, most of them didn't go to uni. Most of them are working now. So I was like, maybe next weekend I'll go back and have a night out with them. And I was kind of neglecting the friends that I had here, if that makes sense. Mm. And so it probably coincided with getting back to doing all right in the charts, where I was kind of like, what am I doing? I've got people that like me here. Why am I neglecting them? Mm. And so it kind of just put me back on the right path.
Mm. Did at any point, were you here thinking, actually, this isn't for me, I don't want to do this anymore, I want to go back home and forget about uni?
For the first semester, I was like, I'm doing everything that I was doing at home, except I'm paying $9,000 for it. Mm. this is not what I was hoping for, but at the same time, I was learning skills that I wouldn't have got without uni.
Yeah.
So
fast forward now. You completed the first year, yeah. and you're glad that you stayed.
Yeah.
And uni is going all right now.
Yeah. It's better this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know one of your tutors, Phil Pethybridge.
Oh yeah.
And he had some very positive things to say about you when we were doing, because he's obviously one of the judges at the NMG Awards.
Yeah.
So that's good. Phil might not always know that he likes you, because he can come across that way. But he did. So it's nice to hear that from somebody else. And Phil knows what he's talking about more than I do. We're going to play Grateful in a second,
yeah.
And then we're going to do the travel news first. And you brought your guitar as well, so we can get you to play some stuff. I thought I would play the recording of Grateful, because I didn't think you'd necessarily want to play it live, because it seems like quite a tricky song to do live.
When I play piano, I kind of know the basic chords,
right.
And then everything else I kind of just make it up, so I don't actually know what the chords to the song are.
Okay, good. All right, well, we'll play the recorded version and we'll get you to do some stuff live. Tony Barnfield has messaged. Hold on a minute.
Hello there.
There we go. That's my clip for Tony Barnfield. He says, do pass my best wishes on to Mr. Rubery. Maybe I can be promoted to the Big Boys studio sometime soon. I'm not sure, Tony. You've got to be on your best behaviour for that. Right, we'll be back in a minute with Anthony at Susan Travel.
Recognizing the face, looking back at me, bright-eyed and a head full of dreams. Yet to realize this industry and all that it seems. Yet to learn about the grind. Yet to learn that nothing just happens over time. That it was all up in my mind, cause I was so naive, like the songs say. But I learned fast that I couldn't go round being a smiling sweetheart. I had to grow up. Couldn't be a face in the dark if I was to blow up. So I built a game face out of the features in the mirror, and got a second pair of eyes to make the vision clearer. They said I couldn't make it quietly, that I had to shout. So I stepped up and cleared my throat. But it seems the more noise I made, the more they just walked away. So now like Billy Joe, I walk alone, cause I swear I lost every friend I had over self-promotion. Download this, share that, vote now. They're sick of all the commotion upon their timeline. Wish I could break, but every second on the sidelines, an unforgivable crime, time wasting. And I do enough of that myself, procrastinating on PlayStation instead of trying to make music. Saying that it's mad how I can go around telling everybody that all I wanna do is make music. Cause commitment is key, and it's something I lack, cause I don't have enough self-belief to stick to a track when it gets hard, and words don't come fast. So if I'm tired or if I'm down or if I just can't be arsed, so in a way I guess I am still the kid in the mirror from a year ago, trying to swim against the current in a sea full of sharks. But I've come too far to let ignorance take my place on the ark.
Lord, I'm grateful for everything this came from, long as it's ruled me be. No locks come stop this key, till skies come falling down on me. Lord, I'm grateful for everything this came from, long as it's ruled me be. No locks come stop this key, till
my mark upon the mantelpiece. Next step, main stage, Glastonbury, non-stop, cause now I know that's how it has to be. I've had my fair share of dark days, but now I've got a star to lead me to the right place. And shout out Tim, you try to help me win a fight against depression. And more than that, it helped me learn a vital lesson. That you're never alone, no matter how it looks. Salute to everyone that put me in those record books. And the best thing about it is we came so close and got knocked down, but you didn't give up when it was so hard to get back up. You put your arms out, caught me, and we got back up. And that's why I'm saying that this record is for anyone and everyone that showed support and kept voting from the first week right up to the bitter end. Fuck fans, every one of you's a
Lord,
friend.
I'm grateful. Come falling down on me. Lord, I'm grateful for everything this came from. Long as it's ruled me be, no locks come stop this key till skies come falling down.
That is Anthony Rubery and Grateful, and that's his new track, which is available for you to listen for free. We'll give out all the details of how you can find that in a bit. There's a music video that goes with it too. He's a guest today. Anthony was in the Unsigned chart for 20 weeks, came to Cambridge to study Anglia Ruskin, had a bit of a hard time getting adapting to uni life, and his being involved in the chart and the whole thing of his music being heard and supported by people in this city has helped him through a rough patch, which is why he's here today. So that track you were just saying off air, you had actually had it written for a little while.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought that you had written and recorded it since the NMG Awards in like 4 days. I was like, man, wow. I mean, that's hugely inspirational. That but actually, in a sense, what you just said is better, because you said you had it, and then what did you do? You struggled to sort of finish it and didn't quite know where to go with it, I guess.
I had probably most... Well, all of the first verse, and then part of the second. It was literally, I only had the first half of the second verse to fill, but I just didn't know what to talk about. Mm. And then, obviously, the NMG Awards happened, and I had a bit more to talk about. Mm. So, yeah, I had it ready to release, or nearly ready to release, when I came out of the charts, and then... wasn't quite ready, so I just left it. Mm. Wasn't going to finish it, and then after the NMG Awards, I kind of had a bit of inspiration to finish it.
Yeah.
So I did, and I didn't want to wait too long to release it after the NMG Awards, because I wanted it to stay relevant. I actually had a conversation with my manager, and it was a bit of back and forth about when to release it, because he was saying at least give it a week or so to promote it properly, but I think the lyrics would go against that if I was...
Yeah, no, I think you picked the perfect time.
If I had waited a week and promoted it, it would just go against the fact that I was saying that in the song I'm saying sorry for bugging everyone so often. So I just wanted to put it out. If it got a good reception, if a lot of people heard it, then brilliant. But if only the people that needed to hear it heard it, then that would have also been fine.
Yeah, I love the video. It's very simple, but it's also very effective. And I think the thing I like about it the most is that you filmed it where you were from originally. So I'm seeing you in this environment. Obviously, I'm not used to seeing you in London. I'm seeing you in Cambridge, and there you are at a bus start. There you are on a tube train, and it's like, and it was really interesting. Obviously, you know, this is where you came from. This is you. This is yeah. where you're from. And it was interesting to see you in that environment, but also the fact that the song is so different, but in a good way. Mm. And when I first started watching it, and you're there sat on
climbing frame.
And then you start rapping, and I'm like, yeah. Oh my god!
Expecting the rapping.
Wow! And you're doing all the hand movements and everything. I'm thinking, wow, Anthony.
I've had so
yeah.
much stick for those.
Yeah. Cool, man.
I really don't know what to do with my hands.
No, it's good. You're spitting some rhymes.
But the home sessions, where the other that is on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your home. Is that your mum's home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting.
I had to move around the furniture a lot to do that. And my mum came back from work the first day, not expecting. I was like, what is going on? Like the table down the other side of the room.
So what was the NMG Awards like? For somebody, it was you'd never been to it before. What were you expecting before you turned up in terms of what the evening was going to be like?
To be honest, I had no idea. I knew that there was going to be a red carpet because I saw it last year and you'd posted about it.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's going to be half smart.
Yeah.
Better pull out a bow tie.
Yes.
And other than that, I really didn't know. The way it was promoted and built, I thought it was going to be as good as it was, because it just looked so good on social media.
Like, well, it exceeded my expectations as well, I have to say, because this year was just crazy compared to previous years.
Slick. But
it's always interesting, a little bit, you know, customer feedback in a sense. It's interesting for me to see what people think about it and all that. But we'll go into a bit more detail after news, because I realise it coming up to the news, and I want to go into a really interesting story now after break. So, and obviously you got into the top five in the male solo category.
I wasn't expecting that at all.
Which was an achievement in itself. And I can't remember where exactly you came in the top five. Perhaps I'll look that out and let you know.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
The classified information for general public use, but I don't mind telling you. But male solo is one of the most competitive categories out there, and there's so many good acts that didn't even make it to the top five.
And like, I was looking down the list when the long list came out, and I was like, I've heard of him, and for someone that hasn't been in Cambridge for very long and doesn't know the scene, I was like, I know loads of these people, like, I'm not going to stand a chance. So I remember when I had my interview on the red carpet before, I was asked, what are you expecting from tonight? I was just like, absolutely nothing.
I saw that,
I'm just here for the experience.
Yeah. That's really good. And that's one of the things that I love about this year, is that a lot of people went along just for the experience and weren't expecting anything, and therefore weren't disappointed when they left empty-handed. Obviously, you know, with the amount of nominees that you have, the vast majority of people that turn up are going to leave empty-handed. Mm. You didn't leave empty-handed. You actually won a prize. You won a slot. Was it Junction slot? So that's going to be good.
I'm buzzing for that.
But obviously, you know, it was a really nice atmosphere that night, and everybody that came along, obviously the people that won something were really happy, but also the people that didn't appreciated the event and the opportunity to meet people. And you sat on the table with Chris Fox and Ben Wheatley.
Yeah.
Christian Smith. So, you know, obviously you got to network with a few people as well, which is good. Right, we're going to come back after the news, talk more to Anthony. He's going to play a song or two live for us as well. So we'll be right back in just a few minutes' time, 12:08. It's Tim and Liz through until 1 o'clock. Anthony Rubri is our studio guest today. We played his track Grateful, so let's just round that up and say where people can find it from. Social media?
Yep. If you search Anthony Rubri Music, Anthony with a H, and Rubri is in rubbery with one B. I'll be on most things.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you find that name quite difficult as an artist for people to get it right, spell it right, pronounce it correctly?
Yes, there's no other way around it. Being called Anthony when your name's spelled Anthony, that's a straight up one that I get all the time. And then you see Rubri, and what do you say, to be honest, if you don't know that, if you don't know how it's said?
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's not a common...
I didn't struggle with it. It's all right. Straightforward to me.
Plenty of people have.
I think it's quite a cool surname, though. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, it is different.
And that's your real surname, yeah? Exactly. And not a stage name.
Yep, no, that's definitely my real surname.
Cool.
It's French.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, Rubri. Oh, where's Virginie? We've got a French presenter here. She'd have been really good at pronouncing that.
Who's French in your family? Where's that come from?
No one. It's kind of one of those ones that traces far, far back. Yeah. I just got a bit bored on searchmyhistory.com or whatever it's called one day. I was like, oh my God, I'm French.
Wow, there we go. Ooh la la.
Oui.
Right, so you're going to do a song for us, so we'll get two songs from you if that's all right.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for us first then?
I'm kind of running out of things that I'm allowed to play at the moment.
Doesn't have to be anything new.
So, because I've been on here a few times, I'm going to do...
Yes.
I'll do one of my own and then I'll do a cover.
All right.
What song should I do of my own? Anyone got any preferences? Should we do something different?
Something other than Intoxicated.
I will do Both Sides. Because
okay.
I haven't played
it's funny actually. I don't think I've heard your EP through perhaps since the first time I listened to it. I really should listen to it again, and maybe play another track from it at some point. Because Intoxicated sort of taken over the rest of the track listing a little bit. So is this on the EP?
It is. It's the third song.
Okay, so the EP's Rough Sketch. It's been out a little while, but it's available. And this one is on iTunes and Spotify and all those other places.
All that jazz.
Cool.
Right.
When you're ready.
I feel the romance is dead or delivered, but nothing is read. And took a shot to the head, all the words, but nothing is said. And I ain't got time for this, I go too many circles myself. Time to get over it and get under somebody else. You thought that it was perfect, thought that it was worth it, thought that you were falling in love again. It brought you down to earth, you said it didn't hurt, but now you won't be falling in love again. And I ain't got time for this, I got too many circles myself. So I'm gonna get over it and get under somebody else. But don't go blaming me for this, cause I don't wanna know if you ain't got the time. I'm sick of all the pussy fooling, just to walk the line. If someone's got a problem, how am I the only one to know? You tell me that it's over, then you wanna start again, sounding like a broken record. I just want the end of this, looking for a reason, but I can't seem to make a defense. Both sides of the fence. Retreat to ghosts of the past to keep away from the glass, but soon you're pouring it out again. Wait on the feelings to pass to heal the cuts in your heart, but though it's over, the scars remain. You keep it on the low, but everybody knows it's written all over your face. Loving in the fast lane, trying to keep control, but you're losing the pace. But don't go blaming me for this, cause I don't wanna know if you ain't got the time. I'm sick of all the pussy fooling just to walk the line. If someone's got a problem, how am I the only one to know? You tell me that it's over, then you wanna start again, sounding like a broken record. I just want the end of this, looking for a reason, but I can't seem to make a defense. Both sides of the fence, it's got to end. Going around acting like Cupid's your best friend, and I'm called to mend. Wasting my time on nothing, let's not pretend. Cause I don't wanna know if you ain't got the time. I'm sick of all the pussyfooting just to walk the line. If someone's got a problem, how am I the only one to know? You tell me that it's over, then you wanna start again, sounding like a broken record. I just want the end of this, looking for a reason, but I can't seem to make a defense. Both sides of the fence. Sides of the fence. Looking for a reason, but I can't seem to make a defense. Sides of the fence.
It's only two of us in here, but I'm sure the the listeners are clapping too. Both Sides of the Fence.
Yes.
What's it called?
Both cool. Sides of the Fence.
Love that.
So, what's next?
Oh, we're going straight into another one.
No, no, no.
Oh.
What's next? Well, we are in a minute. What's next for you?
Well, I'm trying to say that I'm on a break at the moment, writing and recording some new stuff and planning. Next year we're going to dive back into it. But I keep getting roped into doing gigs.
I was going to say, you're on the Oxjam lineup for next month.
I think after that, the only thing booked in at the moment, or when it's booked in, will be the Junction, which is nice. But yeah, I think that's it for now. I'll probably end up popping up doing Hot Numbers or something, do a night in there. But yeah, I'm trying to minimise what I'm doing at the moment so I can get some new stuff written and recorded, and then I can't say what's coming next because I don't know what it'll be. It might be singles to an album, it might be another EP, but whatever it is, I'm looking forward to it because I was looking forward to releasing Rough Sketch, and now it's been played so much that, well, Intoxicate has been played so much that I'm kind of ready to move on, and the sound that that has come out so far is really exciting.
Cool. Well, don't disappear for too long.
I won't.
Because we'll miss you and we might forget about you.
It won't be too long. I'll be back at the start of the new year.
Okay.
Tops.
Cool. We can manage that.
I might get excited and come back a bit early.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're always welcome here, and, you know, send your music whenever you have something new.
Definitely.
To play. I will always be happy to play it on the show. You can listen to Anthony, the Grateful track from Anthony. That'll be on the New Music Generator again tonight from 7 o'clock, by the way, so you can listen to it again then. Right, yes, one more live song, please, before you go.
I will.
So this is going to be a cover.
Yep. When I first came in, I'm going to take this off. When I first came in to do my first interview with you, I had three songs planned. I did Intoxicated and Talk to Me, and I was going to play this one, and we ran out of time. So I thought, as I'm back, I may as well do it.
Okay.
Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven? Would it be the same if I saw you in heaven? I must be strong to carry on, for I know I don't belong here in heaven. Would you hold my hand if I saw you in heaven? Would you help me stand if I saw you in heaven? I'll find my way through night and day, for I know I just can't stay here in heaven. Life can bring you down, life can bend your knee. Life can break your heart, have you begging please, begging please. Mm-hmm.
peace, I'm sure. And I know there'll be no more tears in heaven.
Beautiful.
I was up this morning trying to remember it.
You're self-taught the guitar. That's pretty impressive. And not long ago.
A fair while ago, to be fair. It was I started learning two chords in probably year seven, and then I've kind of just gradually built on that. YouTube is the best place to learn anything. I stand by that. I fluked my GCSEs through from YouTube.
Really. Well, that's a tip for anybody listening. I don't think I could have the patience to teach myself guitar on YouTube. I think I'd just start it and then get so frustrated and give up. So.
Yeah, it takes a bit of patience.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thanks
for having
me. It's been
great to catch up with you again.
Always love coming back.
Thank you for supporting the Unsigned Chart as well. And I think it's been a great story for you and also for the chart and everything else. So I think everyone's a winner.
Yeah, definitely.
As they say. And yeah, keep doing what you're doing because you've got the ingredients to be a success one day.
Thank you very much.
Certainly have. Thank you, Anthony.